Regret is for the unsure. Unsure of the decision when it's made. Unsure of the purpose and direction of that decision. Unsure for whom that decision is truly intended for. Confidence, truth, assurance can't be housed with regret. For whether for your good or not, the decision made was the best decision for you at that time and in that space. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Poetry and Conversations, the podcast. I am your host, Tiffany Sade. And the piece that you heard coming in actually doesn't have a title. I don't know why I didn't title it, but when I went to record it and I saw that it didn't have a title, I was like, well, I guess it'll be untitled. And I just never gave it one. So I don't know. Maybe I'll title it later. Maybe I'll call it Regret, or maybe I'll call it Unsure. I don't know. But who knows? This season, as I stated on the first episode, is all about self-love. And the reason why I chose this piece is because even though it may not seem on the front end that it has anything to do with self-love, but it actually does. This piece has a lot to do with self-doubt. When, you know, regret is something that we get asked often, like, what is it? What's the one thing that you regret? Or if you could do anything differently, what would it be? And honestly, I can say that I don't regret anything that I've done in my life. I really don't. There have been some things that did not turn out favorably. There have been some things that I had hoped had gone a different way than they had. And there have been some things that I guess I thought that I may not have made the best decision on, but I never equated it with regret. And the reason why I feel like this piece still goes along with the theme of self-love is because when you love yourself and you are making decisions that you feel are the best for you, then regret doesn't live there. And if you are making decisions that you're thinking about thoroughly, you're doing what you feel is best for you, then you are choosing yourself and you are choosing to love yourself when you're making those decisions. So you can't harbor or be upset when things, you know, don't turn out the way that you'd hoped for or what you thought. Yeah, you may have wished it had gone a different way, but if you turn back the hands of time, would you do anything differently? You know, we know that the decisions that we make and the things that we go through help to shape who we ultimately end up being. And if we're going to love who we are as we are, then we also have to love all of the decisions that we made, because it's those decisions that we made that got us to where we are now. When I look at my notes for this piece, one of them says, people who regret things only do so because a decision they're making or for some reasons outside of what they truly want and feel to their core. That right there, I feel, is like a major fact, like big facts, because when you are making decisions for anything outside of yourself and it doesn't pan out the way that you wanted it to, that's when regret comes in. That's when you feel like you regret making a decision because you weren't making it for you to begin with. You were making it for somebody else. You were hoping, wishing, and praying that a certain outcome came. And then when it didn't come, now you're upset or now you feel regretful. When if you had done that exact same thing and the outcome would have come in your favor, then you wouldn't have regretted it at all. And see, that's how we end up getting caught in these little traps sometimes too, of not making honest decisions from honest spaces and being true to who we are, which is the, you know, one of the epitomes of self-love, is when we make a decision for something or someone else with another, in, you know, hope or an outcome, hope for a different outcome in mind. And when it actually works, which is usually the luck of the draw, okay, and it works, it tricks our mind into thinking that we did the right thing. And so what are we, what do we do? You know, we're creatures of habit. So if we do it once and it works, then we begin to do it again and again and again. And then we get so comfortable with doing it over and over, choosing other people, making choices for other people and other things, making choices because we want certain outcomes, whether we feel it's the best decision for us or whatever at the time. We get so comfortable doing that to where the one time that it doesn't work, we're like, holy crap, I regret this. I shouldn't have done that. Yada, yada, yada. Well, it's like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that, but you also should not have made the last 30 decisions that you made as well. You just so happened to luck up and it worked. And the one time that it didn't, it's like devastation to the nation. When in all actuality, any one of those decisions that we did not make out of being true to ourselves could have had the same exact outcome. Regretted decisions, you know, are usually made when we're not operating as our true selves. Otherwise, you'll notice people who really operate from a space of self-love and a space of confidence, no matter what happens, good, bad, or indifferent, they usually don't regret it, right? They usually don't regret it at all. And when we do have a lot of things that we regret, we're making those decisions a lot also as projections of ourselves versus who we really are. What do I mean by that? The projection of ourselves, we're making those decisions based upon who we want people to think that we are versus who we truly are. Let me give you an example. If you have, let's say you have a coworker, right? And that coworker is like, hey, I need to head out early. Yada, yada, yada came up. You know, would you mind finishing this task or this assignment for me or whatever the case is? They kind of pass off some of their workload. They kind of ask you if they can pass some of their workload onto you because they have something that is preventing them from being able to complete it, right? Well, you, the person who's operating, you know, as the projected version of themselves or making decisions for other people and not themselves, that person says, yes, sure, no problem. I'll do that for you. I'll handle it. It's not a big deal. Knowing good and damn well, they don't want to do that, but they want to appear to be nice. They want to appear to be a team player. They want to appear as if it's no problem, yada, 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 which is not who they really are. Or they may want to do it because they think that that person can help them out in the future with something else. So that's the person. So the person who thinks that that coworker can help them out with something else later on, that whole, you know, you wash my back, I wash yours mumbo jumbo that you always hear in office talk. That type of decision is made because you're making a decision for someone else. Then, like, you're doing it for them, right? You're not really making a decision for you and what you want. You're doing it for them. You're expecting a certain outcome. Or the person who just says, yes, I'll do it because they want to appear nice and appear like a team player, you are given that projected version of who you are when, in fact, you don't really want to do the shit at all. And then what ends up happening is you do that for that person, no matter which space that, you know, whatever space that person was operating in who chose to do it for the coworker. What happens is later on down the line when the tables are turned and you ask that same coworker, can they cover a shift for you or can they pick up some slack for you because of whatever reason? And that person tells you, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. Now you feel some type of way. Now you have this level of regret or you feel like, oh, but when I did this for her, da-da-da-da-da-da, I ain't doing that no more, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, if you felt like this and you knew that you would feel like this if this were to be the outcome that you didn't think was going to be the outcome or that, or better yet, that you hoped wouldn't be the outcome because you were living in hope versus living in what was, then you wouldn't have done it. And if you wouldn't have done it, had you known that the outcome would be what it was, then you should have just said no to begin with. And then you wouldn't have this problem at all. But if you're not being true to yourself and to who you are, and you're trying to make people think that you're just you're this projected version of yourself instead of just being your true self, or just standing in your own truth and honoring yourself and putting yourself first and saying no when you really mean no, and not saying yes because you're either too afraid, or you're trying to play nice, or you think that, oh, if I help them out now, they'll help me out later. And guess again, wrong. People aren't like that. They aren't. You might catch someone every now and again, very few and far in between, who when you go to ask them about something, they sit there and they think and said, you know what? So-and-so did help me out that time. It's only fair that I do that for them too. Or it's just a person that thinks like you think, and if someone else needs their help and they can provide it for them, they do it, not even thinking about the fact that you helped them. They're just doing it because that's who they naturally are. It's very rare that you find that. Very rare. And from my experience, what I've seen when people regret things, it is usually from one or two of those things. Either they were, you know, putting out there a projection of who they were versus who they really were, and things didn't pan out the way that they wanted to or hoped that they would. Or they were doing it because they wanted, you know, they were doing it for somebody else, not for themselves, and hoping or expecting something in return later on, and shit didn't happen that way, right? So making sure that we operate in our true state, even if the decision ends up being wrong, or even if it ends up having an adverse reaction to what we wanted, we won't have any regrets when we're true to who we are. That's the main point here, you know? Good, bad, or indifferent, you are definitely able to take your L's a lot easier when you know that you did A, what you wanted to do, and B, that you operated from your true self and you made the best decision for you at that time with, you know, given the information that you had, given the circumstance at the time, you did the best that you could with what you had. And when you do that, that is also operating from a space of self-love and operating from a space of being honest with oneself. And when you're honest with yourself and you honestly sit there and you make decisions that you feel, well, right now, as of right now, today, when I'm making this decision, this is the best that I can do. Even when things don't pan out, you still don't regret it. People only regret things that they know they're not doing and operating from their true self. Right? So thank you again so much for continuing to support, continuing to listen. I want you guys to get on the Poetry and Conversations Instagram page and share your comments. Like, let me know, do you have any regrets? Do you currently have any regrets, or did you have regrets in the past? You know, what are your thoughts on that? Like, how has regret made an impact in your life, if at all, right? If at all. So thank you guys for listening. I'll be back with another episode of Poetry and Conversations. And until then, peace.